Okay, let's start our discussion of Shabbos Daf Chavav, and we get into the world of Kira, the Parakira, the third Parak of Masechta Shabbos, and the Mishnah is called, Parak is called Kira. Kira is the type of oven from Talmudic times. We'll learn about Kira and Kupach and Tanur, all the different types of ovens. Kira was one that was basically a rectangle with space on the, and the coals went on the bottom, and the, it was space for two pots on top of the Kira. It wasn't as hot as a Tanur, but it was, which, you know, got skinnier and narrower when it got higher on the top, which makes it even hotter, but it is pretty hot, and therefore there are rules, as we have discussed, about how one is allowed to leave on pots on a Kira from before Shabbos. That's called Shehiyah, Lahashos, to leave it on, and the halachas of what about putting things on top of a Kira or other heat sources on Shabbos, and that's called Hachazara, or Chazara for short, but really the official name would be Lahachzir, Hachazara. So the Perek is the Mishnah is going to be based on, right, tomorrow, today's daf does not mention this machlokas explicitly, but the question is how to understand this Mishnah based on a machlokas that we know from the Bavli, and that is Hananya and the Rabbanan. What is the machlokas between Hananya and the Rabbanan? It's quoted in the Bavli in the beginning of Maseches Kira, and Daf Lamed Vav based on the Bavli. Hananya holds that once a food is macho ben drusai, once a food is a third or a half cooked, Rambam Rashi, once a third or a half cooked, then one can leave it on an open fire from before Shabbos. Mutter lahashoso al gabi kira, afo pisheino garf eino katum. Even though it is not garf, the coals are not swept out or katum, you didn't do an act that cools off the coals a little bit, both of those would be enough to remind me that it's Shabbos. And therefore later on there wouldn't be a worry of Shema Yechate Begechalim. That is the issue by Shehiyah, right? Before Shabbos, it doesn't look like cooking. So it's not about Mechzi Kimavashel. Before Shabbos, it is sure about Shema Yechate. If I do something before Shabbos, you know, we all want to eat on Shabbos. We all want to make sure our food is hot. So we might come to make the fire bigger. Shema Yechate. And therefore, Chazal instituted certain limitations as to how I'm allowed to leave food on the fire before Shabbos. So Hananya holds, but once it's already edible, a third or a half cooked, there's no worry. And therefore, you can just leave it on an open flame from before Shabbos. The Rabbanan hold, no, what do you mean? It's only edible? You want it more. You want it fully cooked. You want it even mitzvah v'yafelo. It gets even better. So the Rabbanan say, no. Even so, you still have to have, you're only allowed to leave a pot on a covered fire. Oh, we call it a covered, but what's called in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, garaf akatum. In the days of old, garaf, again, the coal swept out of the bottom, or katum, you put something on top of a cooling agent on top of the coals. Both of those will remind me in an hour from now when I'm about to stow. Oh, look, it's swept. Oh, it's cooled off, and therefore I'm going to remember that it's Shabbos. So that is the machlokas between Hananya and the Rabbanan. Who do we paskin like? Well, how do you interpret the first Mishnah? So that's, it depends if you hold like Hananya and the Rabbanan. Who do we paskin like? So the Shulchan Aruch, again, this is just getting ahead of us, but even before we see the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both deis. Seven Rishon and Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, so it's not 100% clear who we paskin like. Rashi and Tosfos like paskin like Hananya. The Rambam and the Rif paskin like the Rabbanan, the Chumra, and the Ramah quotes that the Minhag is like Hananya. Says the Ramah, I can find here, beginning of Reishner and Gimel, after quoting both Deos, V'na'agu l'hakel k'svar ha'achrona. V'minag is l'hakel, minag l'hakel v'achrona. The Mishnah Berurah here, the Bir Halacha, quotes the Rush. So the Rush, the question is, what does the Rush's Lashon mean? The Rush's Lashon is, we go like Hananya, Mipnei she'Yisrael adukim v'mitzvahs Onik Shabbos. Because we love food, and we love Onik Shabbos, kedai Hananya, right, to rely on. So is that a B'dievet Lashon? Or is that a Chachila Lashon? Is that like, you know, because we're a Duke and Bonik Shabbos, so give it to them, and even Lachachila, or B'dievet? That's the Machlokas, how to understand this. how to understand the Ramah. Bikom Akom, says the Bir Halacha, Ein banu koach limchos b'mekilin, shekfar nagu ha'am kayesh omim. Alkein lefiza lachachila bevadetov lizar, shi mevusha kol tzarcho kodem chashecha. So the Bir Halacha understands that rush as lachachila like the Rabbanan, and therefore, lechadchila, that's what we try to do, like the Rabbanan. So that's why we try to leave things, even if it's already edible before Shabbos, we try to only leave things on a covered fire from before Shabbos, on a blech, on a lined crock pot, whatever that might be. Me'ikar hadin, we seem to pass on the Hananya. The Chazon Ish is not so convinced that it's only a b'dieved, maybe it's even lechadchila, but this is Hananya and the Rabbanan, the Lamaisa. But now let's go back to see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Kira shisigu bekasha bekvava. So it depends, in the days of old, depends what you use to heat with. So kira, a kira that you heated with kash and gvava. Kash and gvava are the stalks, of straw. So those, right when you burn it, it basically disappears. There's no coals left. Right? Some types of straw. So there's no worry that you're gonna do anything. Because there's not gonna be anything left. So no zalatafshel, then you can just put a pot on. Again, we assume that, let's say this is talking about before Shabbos. Begefes, obeitzim, but if it's gefes is the pulp of the olives, obeitzim, or with wood, which those do leave coals, lo yitain, so then you cannot put on, again, the question is on Shabbos, before Shabbos, that's this issue, machlokas, chadani and the rabbanan. Lo yitain acha yigrof, you cannot put on unless you sweep out the coals, o acha yitain as a efer, or you put the efer, you put cool ashes on top. Machlokas. Beishamei omri, well, that's the din. Now we have a machlokas. Beishamei omri mchaber avol tafshel. Whatever you're allowed to do, beishamei is even more machmir. Only hot water. Not a cooked food. Beisil omrim, no, whatever you're allowed to do, chamin v'tavshel. You could put, not only water, but a cooked item. Beishamei omrim, no tzlin avalo machzirin. Beishamei says, even the hot water that you're allowed to do, you're allowed to take it off avalo machzirin. You can't put it back on. You can't put it back on the heat source on Shabbos. Well, Beisil omrim, af machzirin. Beisil says, no, you're even allowed to do hachazara. And again, we'll learn, all the conditions that are required for hachazara. Hachazara, putting something on a heat source on Shabbos, according to many Rishonim, is a totally different chashash. It's not about Shem Yechata, you might come to stoke the coals, but even if you're not going to come to stoke the coals, but mechzi kemevashel, it looks like cooking. It looks like you're cooking, putting something on a heat source on Shabbos, so therefore there's going to be different rules for hachazara. I think we mentioned in the last couple of shiurim, the difference between a gzera derabanan and a malacha derabanan. There might be differences in halacha, which is not for now, but just now, gzera, why did the Rabbanan answer something? Because you might come to do something, gzera shema yavo, right, that's the gzera shema yachata. You can't do this because you might come to stoke the coals, or not because you're going to, gzera, but it looks like you're cooking, which is the bizayin of Shabbos. It looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. So it's not because of a gzera, but it looks like you are cooking. So that's the issue of hachzara, according to many Rishonim. Good. Kirish izikuo v'chulu. So a pot, the kira, that's on the flame. So keni masnisa, basically the Gemara is asking, without saying it in words, how do you interpret the Mishnah? Keni masnisa, mekaimin alehatavshel. Right? Mekaimin, leaving on a, that's the first line in the Mishnah that says no snin, that's, means mekaim, leaving it on there from before Shabbos. Right? Lo yitain means, does that mean on Shabbos, or does that mean before Shabbos? So that's the question. So the simple pshat this means is that from before Shabbos, but on Shabbos, meaning even from before Shabbos, even if it's Macho Ben Jusoy, we assume that's what the Mishnah is talking about, it still needs to be Garaf HaKatim, which would mean like the Rabbanan. Meaning even from before Shabbos, if it's edible, you would still need, as the Mishnah says, Achi Yigrof Hashi Yitain, which means like the Rabbanan Shita, as I explained. Rabbanan means even if something is edible, it's machlo ben drusoi, it still could only be left on a fire from before Shabbos on a covered flame until it's fully cooked. That's the shita of the Rabbanan. So that's what the Gemara seems to say in that one line. Masisa de Rabbi Yehuda, and the version of the machlokas, Bishar Beisilol, and our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Tanya, because the following Braisa has a different version where both opinions, Bishar Beisilol, are more machmer than it's presented in the Mishnah. That's going to be Rabbi Meir's version, but Rabbi Huda's version is going to be like our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Titanya, Hayushtei Kirai Matimos, let's say you have two kiras right next to each other. Achas Gufa Kaduba, Achas Lo Gufa Lo Kaduba. One of them is totally open, the flame is going up, and one of them is as you should have prepared for Shabbos. One is swept and cooled. Mekayman Al Gufa Vala Kaduma, you're allowed to leave on the flame before Shabbos, only on the Garaf HaKatam. Ma Mekayman Alei, what are you allowed to leave on it? Beishamai Omrin, E Mekayman Alei Klom, nothing. Beishamai says, it's very much, you can't leave anything on an open fire on Shabbos. Even on a covered fire from before Shabbos. Beisil Omrin, Chaman Avalo Tavshil, Beisil says, yes, hot water. Right, this is very different than our Mishnah. Hever Esareichem, and if you already took off the hot water, HaKol Modem Shlo Yachzir, everyone says you can't put it back. Divrei Rebbe Meir. We'll have to talk about, according to Beis Shammai, there was no hot food on Shabbos. You know, you can't return anything. There are other ways. Not putting on flames. There's something called a kedera agabe kedera. There's something called samuch. There are other options the Gemara will discuss. Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlokes is like we have in the Mishnah. Beishamai omrim chamen avalot tavshil. Beisil omrim chamen vitavshil. Beishamai says only water. Beisil says even a cooked item. Hever asameicham, and if you took it off. Beishamai omrim lo yachzir. Beisil omrim yachzir. Period. End of brisa. So again, if our Mishnah was talking about only on Shabbos, but from before Shabbos, everyone would agree that you don't need to cover it. So the Mishnah would not fit into the Brisa. So the Brisa, the Mishnah seems to be parallel to Rabbi Yehuda, and it seems to be going like the Shita of the Rabbanan, not Chananya. Again, even though those names are not mentioned here in the, explicitly in the Yerushalmi, but we know the names from the Bavli. Period. Rabbi Chelbo, Rav Anan, B'Shem Rav. Next in. Lo Shanu Ella Aleha. Our whole issue that we've been speaking about is where you're putting the pot on top of the Kira. Right? Remember, imagine you have an upside down box and made out of cheres, and underneath the box, and it's all open on the bottom, and you have the wood or the whatever it is, the fire on the bottom, and then you put the pots with two holes on top of, that's where you put the pots. So everything we've been talking about now, says Rav, is where you're putting the pots on top. But what about putting the pots inside, like on top of the coals? That's more chamor. Because that's hotter. There's more of a chashash because you're going to put the pot right next to the coals. So lo shanu ela aleha halatocha lo. But the rules would be more serious, more chamor, if you're putting the pot inside the kira. Had hechan, how far away from the coals you have to put it? Let's say you put it inside, but you could put it raised up inside. So what's called on top? Right? Not just the Mishkar assumes, not just all the way outside the kira on top, but even if you raise it from the coals, that's going to remind you that it's Shabbos. Ula amar ad shlosha. Right? Even if it's inside, if it's more than three tfachim away from the coals, that's considered on top of the kira. And therefore, the same rules would apply as we saw. Amar abimana, even less. An makom shu osecharitz. They used to have ledges and little shelves inside the kira to put the pots on. So if it's on any of those shelves, as long as it's not sitting on the coals, that's not called Tocha. That's not called Tocha. Why? Why are those ledges, why are those places different in Halacha? Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Mepneshu Shalit B'makom Shehayad Sholetes. It's kind of the opposite wording that we're used to, a principle called Yad Soledes. Yad Soledes, but where your hand jumps back. This is the opposite. Yad Sholetes. Your hand is in control. Meaning these places don't get as hot. And therefore, it's open, right? It's not a closed oven. It's all open to the, it's a wall there. So it's open to the elements. And therefore, it's a place where you can put your hands. That's why it's not going to be, as serious as putting it further down onto the coals. And that works out. Vasya ki damar, Reb Zeira, Reb Shem, Reb Yehuda. And it works out similar to what Reb Yehuda says. Mutter lahafshir. Bimakam shayat sholetes. You're allowed to heat up a food in a place where the yad is sholetes, where your hand is there, meaning it's not yad sholetes. Vasalashim, welcome to yad sholetes. So you're not allowed to warm up in a place that's ein hayad sholetes. You read this Gemara, it sounds like, what does it say? You're allowed to warm up in a place that yad sholetes, but not in a place where your hand can't control. Are you allowed to warm up a food that's not cooked in a place that it can become cooked, but you're going to take it off before it becomes cooked? So you can't put something on an open fire on Shabbos. Let's say you're going to put something next to a fire, right? So that is, how do you understand this? So you read this, the pashup shot of this line sounds like it's usser, right? Usser to lahavshir, to warm something up in a place that yad is not sholetes, meaning yad is soledes. If you look in, this line is also quoted in the, similar lines quoted in the Bavli. If you look in, Shabbos Daf Mem. Mevi Adam Kita Shomayim Umanicho Kenegan Amadura. You could put something, a pot of water next to a fire. Let's say you're gonna put something next to a hot water urn that has heat coming out of it. Lo Bishvil Sheyechamu, Ela Bishvil Shetafik Sinasan. The language of the Bavli sounds like you could put it next to a very hot thing as long as you're just doing it to warm it, not to boil it. And Rashi there says, and Daf Mem, lo sheyenichem shamat sheyechamu, el shetafak sinasim b'miksas, to get rid of some of its a coolness, to make it lukewarm. So it sounds like from Rashi, and this is how the Rashba understands Rashi, v'nira mitoch pirusho, sha'afilu k'neged me'madura mamish, b'makom haroi levashel mutar lahashir. You're even allowed to put it in a place where it can become cooked mamish, as long as you take it off beforehand, as long as you remove it beforehand. If your kavanah is only to warm it, even though it's in a place where if you would leave it there, it could be cooked d'oraisa, still you're allowed to do it. Shelo asru elak shelo yanicham kedei sheyechamu, klamer sheyizbashlu. Aval kedei hapesh hefsher mutar b'chol makom. Ubevadai shekein nire milashon ukedei sheyechamu ukedei shetavik tzeinasan. It sounds that way from the Lashon. But says the Rashba and other Rishonim, I think that's wrong. I think that's too dangerous. It's too dangerous to leave something in a place where it could get cooked on rice. I'm going to remember. I'm going to remove it. I'm going to take it off before Shabbos. So that is okay. So the Rashba is Machmir, and generally we are Machmir as well. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Yuches, the Simen about Bishul. That's our Simen for this Perek, for the first half of the Perek. The second half of the Perek is about Muksa. Kira, the first half is Bishul. And then Muksa, and then Bamet Tomrim gets back into Bishul issues, the fourth parak. So if you look in Shin Yud Ches, which is the Siman about Bishul, towards the end, if you look in Sif Yud Dalid, Mutar Litin Kiddush Shamayim Oshar Mashkim Kinegara Eish Lafik Sinasan. You're allowed to put something on Shabbos, a cold cup of water, in a place where it's going to get lukewarm. You can remove its chill. Ubilvad Sheyitneim Rachok Meha Eish. You cannot put something on Shabbos in a place where it could get cooked araisa. Even if you're planning to take it out, that's Issa d'Rabbanan. You might come to forget. It makes a lot of sense. You don't want to leave it there. Things come up on Shabbos. Right? Mishnah Brura. Hainu. Afilu im yamdu shoma mayim v'amashkim izman beruba l'ischamu kokach. Only in a place where it's, even if it stays there a long time, it's never going to get cooked. That is what is mutter, but not anything, vuhad in Paris or shard varam and echolam chayim. Okay. So, but that's machlokas Rishonim, but that's how Rov Rishonim understand. Again, this line in the Rishalmi sounds like what we hold, right? You're only allowed to put it in a place where yad sholetes, and not put it in a place where any yad sholetes. That sounds more like, what we paskin. Okay. Says the Gemara. Reb Yoshua bar Gizura, Havi Meshamish Kumi Reb Zira, Yoshua bar Gizura was once serving him. Vavi Ma'ayel Kumi Tafshil and Roschim. And he brought him boiling hot food. Amarle, Hechaz Avida, how do you keep this hot on Shabbos? Wow, what'd you do? Amarle, Garif Tifya, Vahavi Begava. Well, I swept away all of the, coals, and I put it on inside. I put it on the floor of the Kira. So it was boiling hot after I swept it away. Amarle, Lote Avid Kain. No, don't do that next time. Ella Garif Tifya, but really rather, what should you do? Sweep it away, but then the Yov Tlasa Kipin. Put a few little things on the bottom, like rocks or pieces of shards, Virami Aleon, and then raise it up. Still raise it up. Why? Because it shouldn't be on the bottom, like the din of Rav, right? What did Rav say? Latochalo. Don't put it inside. Inside means on the bottom, even if the coals have been raked. According to this opinion, don't put it on the bottom. Rabbi Avo, Hori Bebotzra, Rabbi Avo, Paskin did Botzra, Mimale, Gitzra, Ramach. A person could fill up, Gitzra is a shard, like Gistera we have in Mishnayos. Ramach, fill it up with hot, embers, Umitan Tlasa, keep it, and then put a few things above it, Umir Miale, and then you can put it on. Meaning, this is saying, as long as something is cooked before, and there is a reminder that it's Shabbos, you're not going to come to stoke the coals, then things are mutter, and that you're allowed to do that before Shabbos. Daniel, Breder of Katina, B'Shem Rav Yasi, Shizri, Charios, Kigefes Ukeitzim. As we said in the Mishnah, there are different materials. If a material burns up totally, and there's nothing left, and there's no chash of stoking anything when Shabbos starts. But if things remain, then that's a more of an issue. So Rav Yasi told us in other materials. If you have palms, palm branches, shizri charios, kegefes ukeitzim, that's like the more stringent gefes and eitzim, the pulp that would leave coals. Hada the same arc shayu lachan v'yavshu. This is only if they were originally moist and then they became dried out. Avalam hayo yaveshim itchilasan. If they're dry to begin with, if they never were moist, kagashu kvava hain, then they're like kashin kvava and they are, easier and to, deal with and there's nothing left. Again, in the days of old, we have to think about what are the ways to warm things up on Shabbos. You have to know the different materials. Well, they have. can just go by to the store and buy coals and have ovens. So every material is discussed. Glali behema, dried out dung of animals, was used for heating material. Is tani tani kigafesh ukeitzim? Is tani tani kigafesh ukugava? Different prices say that they are like different materials. So man darah kigafesh ukeitzim, the one who says the price that's talking about that says kigafesh ukeitzim is like the more machmir material bedaka. That's talking about the smaller animals, the goats and the sheep. The dung of those animals are more chamor. Uman darah kigafesh ukugava, the ones that say it's like straw and stubble. Bigasa, those are the larger animals, the cows and the oxen, right? That, dung gets dried out and burns up, so there's nothing left. Period. Hagarif at Chiyagrav called Sarcho. When somebody sweeps out the coals, you have to sweep out all the coals. Remember, it's just a reminder for you to, remember, it's Shabbos, put up a sign, it's Shabbos, don't touch. So you have to sweep out all the coals, or just some of them are good enough. So, min madatani, the fact that another Brisa says, if somebody sweeps out, you have to get out every last one with your hand. So clearly, you have to sweep out all of them. If it says, like, everyone, even with your hand, get it out. And what about koteim, cooling off the coals? You have to cool off all of them? The Gemara says no. The grefa, the sweeping out, has to be total, but the ketima, the cooling off, doesn't. Min madatani, from the fact that it says, Milabe ale naorish al pishtan. How do you cool off coals? So the Brisa gives you an idea. You take some flax, and you put it on top of the coals. It'll get incinerated and burned up, but afterwards it'll leave a little bit of ash left, and that will cool off the coals under it. So that's the way you do it. You put like a kind of layer of naores, which is flax or linen, on top of the coals, it'll get burned up. But obviously, that's not going to cover every coal when it gets burned up. So you see, goreif, you have to sweep out everything, but the ketum, the cooling off, doesn't have to be everyone, just an area, and that would be enough to remind you. The Gemara just says, by the way, where did anybody ever say this strategy? Oh, this is a good way to cool off the coals. Where'd that ever come from? Why don't you just, put some water on it or cool it off with something else? No, you know when this was said? Yantif Shechalios Erev Shabbos. Yantif was on a Friday. And you're allowed to cook on Yantif. But you can't cook on Shabbos. So what could you do on Yantif because you wanted to prepare for Shabbos, but you're not allowed to extinguish on Yantif, right? You could light a fire. You could expand the fire. So you had to figure out a way to cool off the coals on Erev Shabbos, which was Yantif in a mutter way. So what do? This is the way they found. This is what they figured out. You put something to burn. You ought to burn something on Yantif. So you can put the flax on there to burn it, and then Mamela, it'll leave a cooled layer. Yantif is called the Yasser of Shabbos, Amr of Shine, Malabele, and Orish al Pishtun, period. Lamaisa, there is a huge discussion in the post-skim in terms of, right, we know covered flames today. It's covered flames today. Not too many people use a blech anymore, but growing up, we all used a blech. You put a metal sheet over the flames. That's a covered fire. Nowadays, many people use hot plates. That's a big discussion in the postgame. Is a hot plate a covered fire? Is a hot plate better than a covered fire? Is it worse than a covered fire? Discussions about what exactly, but again, big question is Lamaisa. What are you allowed to do? Do you have to leave something above the hot plate? Or not. Many assume, that it's no better than a covered fire. It's a covered fire, and therefore, you need to leave things before Shabbos, you can leave it directly on. It's a covered fire. To put things back on Shabbos, we will learn that for Hachzara, you have other conditions, not just a covered fire. You have to have Daitola Hachzir and Mavusha, you have other conditions, and Adayim Biyado, so it's going to be a little more Chomer. By Mordechai Willig Paskins and other poskim that it's maybe a diet from Rav Moshe, maybe it's even better than a covered fire. Because you never cook on a hot plate. You only warm things up on a hot plate. So, and there are no knobs. Maybe it's even better than a covered fire, and therefore one can leave things on. But let's say in the days of old, the blechs. So what has to be covered? So Pashas, what do you mean? The fire has to be covered. But the whole issue of Shem Yechata, you might come to stoke. Nobody's touching the fires on our ovens today. What do they touch? The knobs. But the knobs isn't the fire. So, what's the issue of Shem Yechata Bizman Hazeh? So most assume, cover both. That's why you have a blech that's like bent on the side, that it covers the fire and it covers the knobs. But there are those, Rav Aaron Cutler is quoted as saying, the knobs is the ikker, because that's what we stoke nowadays. So let's say you just put tin foil over the knobs, that would be enough. Other posts can say no, but the din is still, from the Gemara, is to cover the fire source. And even though we're not touching the fire source directly today, you know, so then it still needs to be done in that surah of the din. Okay, different, everyone should ask their local posek in terms of the best way to do things. Okay, kid mevet nislabas mahu. What happens if you did your job, right? You cooled off the coals, and now you're about to, you know, get things ready and put stuff on before Shabbos, and somehow the cooling thing fell off, or it lit up again. So you did the act of cooling. So is that enough to remind you that it's Shabbos, therefore there's no chash? Or do you say lamaisa now, it's not covered with the cooling agents, and therefore it's a problem? So kitba v'nis labas mahu, Reb Chiya Ruba, Allah lebeso, v'ori lehet mutter. One time Reb Chiya Ruba came home, and he paskin his mutter. The food that was on it is mutter to eat. That's what happened. It was open, and they put it on, and he paskin mutter. Boin kumir Reb Zeir, Reb Oshi, Reb Chananya, Chavei Rehon, Durabanan. Liba l'sha'avar. Oh, that's, Reb Chiya Ruba said you could eat the food. But he didn't tell us, are you allowed to do it l'chadchila? Let's say if he would have come on before they put the food on there, would he have said that even l'chadchila, you can put the pot on the fire that was uncovered? Over Rabbi Ami, Vidra and Chavraya. They were having this discussion, all of a sudden Rabbi Ami walked by, who was the Gadol Hador, so they all jumped up and stopped and started talking to Rabbi Ami. Bon Machzer Olay, and after Rabbi Ami left, they came back and they wanted to have the discussion again about what's the halacha. So one of the rabbis who had been there, Rabbi Chananya, the friend of the Rabbanan, said, "Minda hu uvda havi uvda." You know what? It happened. It happened. What does that mean? It happened. It happened. So if Chaim Gadievsky says, "Tekivan da havi uvda v'lo kiblu aheter el diaved," all we know from the story is that the food was mutter to eat b'diaved. So there's no proof that it's mutter. No proof that it's mutter. Lo morina laheter. So we can't tell anybody what happened happened, and meaning only that, nothing more than that. And therefore, we can't paskin anymore that it would be allowed. Period. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Sisratoi, lachein sricha liba? Very unclear. What does that mean? So again, continue with Chaim Kadievsky saying that, no, for sure it should be mutter. Why? Because bidi eved, and we're going to get into a big discussion of this right now, bidi eved, maybe, if it's not agreed upon, maybe even if you cook something mida oraisa on Shabbos, bishogeg, then you could eat the food. So there wouldn't be such a chiddush for him to say, oh, you could eat the food. From the fact that he said you could eat the food, maybe we can extend it a little bit to say even if it could even be a lechadchila. Because for a bidyeved, even if a daraisa was done, maybe you could eat the food. Amar Rabbi Mana, we explained exactly what was just said. Ana kashise kumir Rabbi Ba, bered Rabbi Papi, in temer l'sha'avar, right, if you say it's only b'dieved, afilu, skip the next word, bishalala b'tchila. Even if you cooked our ice on it, there are shitas that say you could eat the food, or other people could eat the food. So we're going to get back to this discussion after we quote a whole long brisa relating to the issue of Maisa Shabbos. Right, Maisa Shabbos is getting benefit from a malacha done on Shabbos. It depends if it was a daraisa or a drabanan. It depends if it was mezer or shogeg. It depends if it was Jew or non-Jew. So all those three factors affect whether, if there is a malacha done for me or not for me, malacha done on Shabbos, can I get benefit for it? Three or even four different shitas in the Tanaim. Quoted again in a few places in Bavli, and here it is in the Yerushalmi. Ditani, we skip Hamaaser. Hamavashel b'Shabbos. What's the din if somebody cooks on Shabbos? Somebody cooks on Shabbos. You're allowed to eat that food. So four shitas in the Tanaim. Number one, b'shogeg yochal mezer lo yochal. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says straight. If it's shogeg, yes. If it's shogeg, you can. B'mezid, you can't eat it. That's on Shabbos. Meir says if somebody forgot it was Shabbos and he cooked, you can eat that food for lunch, right? But if it's mezid, you can't eat the food till after Shabbos. Bechdei sheyasu. In the time that it would have taken to cook the food, so Rav Meir says, you have to wait till after Shabbos. Even b'mezid, Rav Meir is very mekel. Very mekel. Even if it was done b'mezid on Shabbos, the food could be in after Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says no. B'shogeg, even shogeg, Rabbi Yehuda says, and this is what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, if a malacha was done by a Jew on Shabbos, you cannot benefit from that malacha, even if it was done b'shogeg. Shogeg, Yochal Lemotzi Shabbos. Right? Shogeg in on Motzi Shabbos. Mezid lo Yochal. Mezid cannot be eaten, as we'll interpret. Mezid might even mean, like, look at the Carbon Eda, last few skinny lines. B'shogeg Yochal Lemotzi Shabbos. V'lo b'Shabbos. V'lo d'lachrini. Right? Everybody has to wait. Avagav de b'shogeg chiyev skiyel leka. Even though there's no chiyev skiyel for shogeg, isura mi'ika. And you have to wait, b'chdei she'yasu, you have to wait till the time that you could have cooked it after Shabbos. Mezid lo yochal, that means olamis. You can't eat it, b'mezid. Period, even after Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan sandlar omer, shogi yochal, again, a little more chamor, shogi yochal lemotze Shabbos lachem v'lo lo. If I did a malach on Shabbos, even b'shogi, I can never partake of the food. Right? I can never. Other people on Motzi Shabbos. Mezid lo 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 v'lo lachem. Mezid, nobody can ever take care of the food. So those are the three shitas in the Brisa. Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, the most machmir shita. Rav, Kanavi Mori Bachaburte, when Rav gave shir to his Talmidim, Havi Amar Rabbi Meir, he said the most makel shita. Bitzibura, but when he gave shir in public, Havi Mori Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, he said the more machmir shita. He didn't want people to take it and run with it. Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Karsana, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Darish Lod. So he said, like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, he darshed, who's even more machmir, Detani. The Brisa says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shim Aviv, called Darish HaChayev al-Zono, Karis HaShik al-Zochatos, and he is a Daraisa. If you did it by Mezid, B'chayev Karis, Shogi Chatos, Vasol B'Shabbos, Bein Shogig, Bein Mezid, Aser, Bein Lo, Bein Lacherim. Everything's Aser. Everything's Aser, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, in the name of his father, if it was an Iser Daraisa that was done. Shogi, Mezid, Lo, Lacherim, always. And if it's only Drabanan, Vasal B'Shabbos, then you have a little bit of wiggle room. Shogeg, Ye Ochel, Lemotzi Shabbos Lachir, Valolo. Shogeg, if it's Drabanan, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds. Everybody keeps going, Machmir, more level. Shogeg could be eaten by others, Motzi Shabbos. Mezid, Lolo, Valo Lachir. Mezid, nobody could eat it. And again, maybe we'll summarize this, Halacha L'Maisa, tomorrow in the next year as we get into the world of Kira and talk more about issues of Bishul. Okay, we'll stop here.